That's right. Interrupting the current Corona cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is BTWRLM 366. For those of you 369ers. Supposed to be a special one, I suppose. I understand it's a day that's very important in history. We may not make it out of here today, but we're going to continue in the face of adversity. Well, we'll see. Remember, the new species of coronavirus, the deadly coronavirus bogus, the rogue common cold. Are y'all willingly be taken for a ride on that stalking horse? Do you not see what I've been saying all this time? How isn't this the easy thing, the easy answer? We shouldn't even be putting up with the nonsense that I'm hearing and seeing. A lot of smart people, actually, excuse me, I didn't insult the more intelligent of you, not SMARTs, that's what they're trying to put on us. They're trying to remake our future right for us. Like I said, Greta, what Greta couldn't do with climate change, coronavirus bogus is going to do to you, and you're going to stand back and watch it. I don't get it. That we have the, again, part of me is complete, look at the opportunity we have to correct, to put this whole thing back on course, out all of it. Everything I've talked about can be fixed. Doesn't fix everything, but everything that they've got us down to in this so-called global agenda can be altered and fixed. And the best way to do that was the existing, prior existing laws, the statutes and the codes and the grants. And here we are, locked up, claiming that we're not being, we're defying the man by going out and doing things. In fact, you're still locked in. You're still not controlling it. They're controlling you, us. And I don't know, I don't get it, because that's the optimism part, is we really do have this. We could out at every point. Virginia and the Second Amendment so-called thing, that was our model. I told you this last week and the week before. This was a perfect opportunity to understand how we would approach. What did I say before? Long time ago, the Dick Army, everyone went, a million people supposedly went to the Washington, D.C., and then did what? Walked up to the podium where Dick Army's standing. He blocked their way. A million people could not go past to go up the steps to go into the seat of the legislature and throw out all the people that were violating their rights. Same thing going on here. Hindsight's 2020. I was hoping people would get the message. I said that back before the first of the year. I actually did it before. Are we going to look back and see how they done it to us, and we're going to fix it? We have the model in Virginia, and we can apply that today. And all of my broadcasts have been coming to show you how you take what you see, reverse the bring the fact and the truth out. They don't have a test. Anybody who uses COVID and doesn't qualify, it's the flu-like symptoms, is lying to you. It's right up. And you could start going right down the list. Anybody that uses coronavirus, without saying common cold, is lying to you. All the figures are absent any truth, all of them. The closest we're going to get is to jump over to the influenza chart and see that they stole from that list. The point is that let's get to the law. Everyone was supposed to be vigilant against an excess of government, and Virginia showed us that there's that trigger in there for the people to do it when that can be proven. And that's why I tell you, make a record of that so that you don't come out and sound like the patriots of the 90s and the early 2000s that got themselves beat down bad. And so you hear these words that aren't being qualified, you know you're being lied to. And this is what the government is using, the seats of authority at this point, the governors and the president, they're using this ongoing lie. Now they're trying to blame everybody else. I explained last year, this is not a political observation. The government of the United States had the ability to not have this be a thing back in at least December. They chose to do otherwise. It doesn't matter if it came from China. As I explained last week, the CDC, which should have been the guard against that for you all in the United States of America, failed to stop the problem in announcing what it was really going on. No, you saw the brokering going on with the international sector. And so this was all right there for us to see. It is there for us to see. Instead of compiling all the information of all the stuff, trying to chew on the minutia, you don't need to know that much. As soon as you found out there was the appearance of impropriety, then you could show that there could be no thing where there's a requirement to be a thing. where the government's acting against you. You had everything you needed. Actually, talking right now, I'm kind of, again, the opportunity in me just steps up. I want to see people do better, because what is right behind there in the thought was, I am dismayed and what a disgrace we are as a people to do only, oh, get in your car and run up and down the road. Who cares? Big deal. Go swell up in a Capitol steps. Who cares? No one's taking the facts they have to show. This is nothing. This is a big fraud, a lie. That's a treason for those that are relying on it in the government, walking into those seats of power that are, you believe that you're going to, see, you agree with it by your retaliation, by going out when you think you're going against what they've said. So you're already agreeing that it's there. So why don't you take the next step and stop it? Walk into the seats of power, walk into with the demand and say, you have 3 days to show how you aren't in maladministration and subject to removal at the will of the people. That's what we went through in Virginia. I did those broadcasts. All this is important, whether people notice that or not. And I say that, there's always, I got this, it's like I'm two people. I've got two trains of thought working. This last week, someone who says, no one has said this. Big video, got over 250,000 views so far. Nothing that was said in that video hadn't been said months ago behind the woodshed, if not for a decade. And yet, they get 250,000 views, and that view is just like I've told you. You're two steps behind, at least two steps behind where everyone needs to be to stop this, right in its tracks. And I'm telling you, we could remove all the infrastructure that's got us here and going to be run over and run through. And I'm going to try and show you just by words, just referencing, and I better get to it because I got a lot of ground to cover today. I really don't have the time to show you. I can just show you the quickness. I told you, it's like showing you there's a path. And here's all the points of interest, and you're going to have to find interest, hopefully you find interest, and dig deeper for yourself. It's quicker if you did it anyway. Well, you don't have my interpretation power, and I say that in particular because the way all this stuff works has to start to come to your mind, but the only way you get that is by reading this stuff. You can read their source documents on the one hand for the global side, but there's also a military connection. I told you, you can't really tell what the front of this is. I'm sitting in a problem trying to explain this right now because I'm going to be touching something with the continuity of government, which has been coming up, and I talked a little bit about it last week. I want to produce most of the documentation so you can pick it up if you're interested, that they don't want to bring the continuity of government up. If they do, they're actually in violation of it already. They don't want to show you the military's running this, so the military doesn't really want to step up, but you're going to see aspects of it sitting there. And you're going to see the word regional in both the categories of an international invasion that's already metastasized in your country, which I talk about. We can see through the alternative dispute resolution system, which is also government funded, and the military. They speak in very similar ways. They're actually moving the same type of an agenda forward, but you got to be very careful. The authorities are completely different. They're both defeatable, but if you don't understand what I've been saying, if you keep arguing with me and not go research the foundation of what I'm saying, you won't understand what I'm saying, and you won't understand how, again, why I have an optimism, even though part of me is really, in a way, I'm just destroyed. I've been thinking about maybe going, doing bees, because of the way the people respond to this nonsense. I said, well, I'll do bees so I can get honey and this kind of thing, and do something like that, for a couple of reasons. I said, thinking back and through on this, I would get better response from raising bees than talking to y'all. At least there's a direct response. If I do something a little bit wrong, I get a feedback. If I'm doing good, they don't mess with me, I get a feedback. And if everything goes really well and nature helps, there's going to be a surplus. And we all can win. All in social media? Give it up. There's no feedback, no nothing, no response, no anything. And so the bee animal seems to be a little bit more interactive than the people animal. And I say that because, remember, you're considered human. You're considered a pest animal. Man is considered a pest animal. So when they're spraying you, and I keep telling you about this, there's a reason for it. You go read the code. I've talked to you, Title 7, Title 21. Go read it. Go read very carefully. And so the humanist treats you as the animal. You're being herd immunity discussion. You're in a herd. You're in a herd and locked down, even if you think you're defying that. and you have every power right now. The evidence is very clear that the people that are making these decisions have no authority. And I'm saying it that way because I understand, though I actually had to be kind of pointed to it, and I didn't research it more. There's a debate going on who has the power in the country. And people with a lot of popularity, thousands and millions of people listening are saying, oh, this has to do with the Commerce Clause, or it has to do with the 10th Amendment, all this other nonsense. It has nothing to do with any of that, actually, because this is an agenda being run on you. There's still a way to stop it. But you get into that discussion, you've lost the point. As soon as you take a side one way or the other, you've lost the point, because you also don't know something else. Those that would talk about the Commerce Clause aren't going to tell you the things like the wheat case have a very big problem, immense problem in the grant violation and breach. The Supreme Court took you down there, all you producers. And so if you want to rely on the Bar Association to try and make a clarity, and you want to go to the law decisions of the judges, which is common law, what they decide, what the Supreme Court decides is nothing but a bunch of bar members that agreed to sustainable development, that would agree to what's going on to you on the governance side, would also agree with the government being so damn sovereign, because the posterity hasn't set up, said, but you are limited. You're only sovereign in a political jurisdiction. We're not talking about that now. Now we're talking about the maladministration of that, and you've extended out beyond what the restraints and constraints upon you are, and now you're in our field, the people's field, the real people, the men and women. And so, I've said all this before. People coming out said no one else is saying things. They're completely arrogant. And then they give you the wrong answers, and people eat that stuff up is really the part that crushes me. And yet I come here today, I was feeling a little bit crushed watching, and I just don't see the response. And yet I start looking at stuff and say, man, here's all the opportunities. Why don't we take them? There's enough of us. The one thing I do agree with Larkin Rose was the dots, that one video and the dots, and that line of approach that he takes. Not his other stuff, but that one. Millions of dots against a handful, and we can't figure this out, and the answer's local, and you can't figure that out? And I've been explaining all this. I'm not just telling you it's there, not because we know or I know. No, it's there. It means something. Step back again. Now, there's a condition. You have to respond to it. Step back again. You're going to learn how, and you're going to do it within the constraints because the condition demands it, not because, oh, I'm dealing with the government or you're going to ask them for anything. I've exposed your equity remedy side. I've exposed the rules. If you just go read them, you'll see it's a matter of law there. When you run out of remedy, it's equivalent to the posterity stepping up for maladministration. And so the bottom line is looking at a particular thing you don't like. I've given you the roadmap. I've told you here's the path. These are the high points. Document those. Put them on a piece of paper. Start and start there. And then go out and look and see where you're going to focus this. And last week and every year periodically, I say you go after those that put their name on the paper. Don't make the government this big thing. It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. And, you know, I can go off. There's so many directions I can go, and I start to feel like that's where I go. I want to tell everybody all the stuff in my mind so I could stop. But I also know that it's impossible, first of all. Secondly, I don't see much reflection. I don't see any reflection in what I'm saying, what I'm putting out. Everybody wants to get into the memetification of the things in social media. They want to look at the wrong points. They want to highlight and reproduce those points to other people instead of really sitting back and, okay, we know the problems are, what are we going to do about it? And even if I don't know, am I going to seek people out that are at least giving a guideline? And I'm going to tell you, there is not many people, if anyone. I've been looking. In fact, I was going to go a different track this week, and then I decided against it. I really do got to get to the tabs. It's really so important here. But there was people I told you don't do forms. Someone sent me a form. I'd like to touch it, but I decided against it. These forms that you tell them how to go do it are so dangerous if you don't have an awareness. Anyway, so I won't go down that track. The point is that you have to go in your way with the knowledge that you gained with people that have that can point to you to objective basis, and you have to speak as if you're coming from the government, in this case the government side, because you have to know how they think and what they're after. That's why you have to speak in certain ways. You have to look at it from their perspective and then learn how to defeat what they're doing. That's why the grant law is so powerful. There's nothing except outright criminality, not just maladministration, felony, crime, treason. It rises there immediately when you look do it the way I'm suggesting. And again, those of you who are complaining or criticizing me and haven't tried that, you don't know what you're talking about. You can't bring me a better opportunity, a better remedy. And it's not me that's saying this. I'm looking at what's still available in this prison we live in. In other words, it's like me figuring out, though I didn't know and I still don't quite figure out, but I understood late, there's a so-called kite system inside a prison, a jail, not prison, but jail. That's your communication line. When I got to it late, but when I figured it out, I gave them so much, they didn't even know what to do with me. Even that simple, minimal communication line. If you understand what they're looking at and what their guidance is, that they follow, if you can find them outside of the guidance that's been written for them, because they're that stupid, they have to be told. That's what these black and white things are. This is the military, the government that's established in the districts, discussion on where the acts of those government officials will be or else. Just like I've been telling you, when you look at it that way and you realize that they don't have a thing, a demonstrable exigence has to be on a demonstrated thing, and all they can give you is a four-word letter that designates a symptom, they have nothing. Everybody's going down the road in their cars for no good reason. They're going to the steps of the Capitol and stopping for no good reason. They should be going up and inside with their document, demanding an answer within 3 days, and it should be immediately, but give them that time to give the people the ability to know beyond a question, beyond the reasonable doubt, they have no answer for you. And they are in fault of, if you want to go to the commercial side, fault, default. Yeah, they're in fault for maladministration default. Go back to that Constitution of Virginia and tell me whether or not that's exactly how this thing works out. Okay? And I've told you, I look up real quick, so I can't address the chat rooms or the chat room of RLM that I have running. The point about this whole thing, it is an economic hit. My question early on was it the one? And as I said, that the day, 2 days later after I was questioning, there was a couple of indicators I wanted to see. They came out. So that eliminated my question. This is the system on two points. This is the system of destruction that they want for you economically. They're coming after all your pensions, just like I thought when I was a little kid would happen. Somehow I knew something in there. I don't know. I never relied much on any of it. Maybe it offers me a different play to be more distant and not. There's no possession for me in that, and that's important also. It's not my dog in that fight. What I'm looking at is a complete destruction of a way of life that has all the black and white to say that shouldn't happen. In other words, that's the black and white. That's our anchor that we can move foundation. You anchor in the Admiralty or your foundation, if you're back on the land, the foundation to move yourself forward. And people are not taking that. I don't get it. So I told you long, but I better move on quick here now. Minus 80 IQ cops will be on you, and there's not going to be a way to protect you. We have evidence this happened last week. Australian police fined a couple $1,060 after they posted old vacation photos. This came out of Australia. This is what the military, the police, the stupid police people do under the color that they are not. They're not. And look at all the ambiguity. The military denies there's martial law, yet you don't have a functioning civil government. They can't let you know that could be happening. They certainly don't want people to understand that. What they don't want you to know is not that martial law. They don't want you to know that the biting martial law that hasn't ceased since they didn't end the Civil War. Those of you that we went through that broadcast, go back to what President Johnson's, I think it's 1868 proclamation, and read very, very carefully. Read very carefully. People don't read very carefully. And so, this is an ongoing thing. They put a spaghetti western in front of you, and then they threw in the public-private partnershiping. And this all goes into the same control structure, ultimately. Both those systems benefit. By the time you get there, there is no property, you have no due process requirements, and you see they're taking them all away from you now. And I hear cricket. I don't know what else to go to. You got another critter? Now, Grimner sent me, I guess they found a big old picture, big old giant cricket coming out somehow, maybe, I don't remember, Australia or something. I said, yeah, pretty soon that's like that monkey. It's going to ask for a universal basic income here. It's big enough now that they're going to be asking for their own. This is we're seeing the reflection in nature coming on to us of what we are if we're a people that will not respond to the most obvious. But so here, the people posted vacation pictures that they were together doing something in a lockdown mode. If you didn't think lockdown, you didn't think you were in prison. I've been talking about this along all the time. I think people are finally figuring this out, but they go out and do the wrong thing. They protest in the wrong way. They should turn around when they found out that there was a limitation, and they should have attacked the people that made it that way without right to do it. The felonies I keep telling you about, instead of like going out and walking on the sand. Yeah, that's important. And yeah, you need to get sunshine. And the sunshine's killing all the flu. We see evidence of that here coming. But you don't need to be on the sand. You need to be walking inside the institution and throwing the bums out that you can show did maladministration. It's really that simple. Then the beaches will be for yours for near ever until the memory is lost. Hopefully that won't happen this time. So they post these activity pictures. The cops come down and bash in on their door and fine them $1,000 and then find out, oh, these were from last year, this last summer, not currently. This is the bottom line of how stupid the government gets, and they put people with guns, people that'll kill you, on the front end of enforcing this insanity, and you allow it. They don't even have to worry about how to find you, do they? And I've told you about this too, and how I and we, we're our mining claim, how we deal with that. We don't have a place they can find. I've told you how they do this a long time ago. But they come to your door now, because why? They know you're there. And they do this stupid stuff. They can't even read a date. They're so stupid. These are the cops that have the right, they will kill you. And you're staying, you see this evidence, and you don't stop it. And not only is that just on its face a problem, but what are we talking about always? They will say that it's because of so-called COVID. That's a fraud. There is their felony right there. There is nothing there. If you don't say, listen, it's real simple. If anybody who says COVID-19 doesn't say flu-like symptoms and then read the next part of the sentence doesn't get the joke, if I can laugh at this. But I don't know what to say about you. You got a mental deficiency in your head. When you see the word coronavirus and you don't say comma, common cold, comma, and then read the next part of the sentence, you're not getting the joke against you. And that because it's a joke, that's a felony in an official capacity, that nobody's moving. Again, my optimism is all y'all would be moving. The truth is nobody is. And so there's a way to do this. They come right to the door, they charge you $1,000, now you got to deal with them. This is the stupidity and the I'm talking real stupid here that you're dealing with that has the ability to kill you under a fraud. You think it's over in Australia? No, it's glowing everywhere. You now see, this is the one thing I told you. This issue is very cool because it's exposing all the, not all of them, most of the players, how it works if you look carefully. Look through the haystack of noise. Find that needle. Don't stick yourself with it, though. That's what we're doing. We're looking for the needle. We can then identify it, and then we can use, once we got it, we can do something with it. But nobody wants to step up and do that. What did Carlin say? No one seems to notice. No one seems to care. You're all noticing now. Apparently you don't care. So he was right again. Brilliant, what do you say, poet of our time being missed and continually. Hindsight 2020, that's not good enough. Yeah, the WHO, they're not the rock group or the owl. Since the beginning, the WHO has been fighting the pandemic with every ounce of our soul and spirit. We will continue to do that until the very end. Again, stalking horses, you guys are agreeing to it. He goes on as Dr. Tedros. That's our commitment to the world. This was done in an April briefing, 15th of April. Folks, let's get back to that word, pandemic. It can't be. When you see someone using the word pandemic, that's a lie. They're lying to you. Why? Because the common cold can't be novel. Not even SARS-CoV-2 has been shown to be a cause. It's presumptive. It has no test. It can't be pandemic because they can't do novel. Remember, this word's out of this guy's own mouth said as pandemic, characterized as pandemic. We're going to put the burden of the disease of the obligation the cause on it, but it's not real. That's what character means. You want to have good character? Yeah, you have good attachment to obligation. Character means obligation. We're going to characterize as pandemic, was not is. We're just going to throw it on there. We're going to give this situation the label. People don't understand these simple words. They're right there to condemn the one who's issuing. I told you years ago, it's not me either. I'm just looking at the books that you can read. You're going to be deceived, and it's up to you to stop it. This is what the problem is. You can't just keep saying, oh, I see it, and that's enough. No, these criminals are out there. So, are they out there fighting a pen? No. He actually said it was as pandemic, only characterized, made the obligation, but not the fact. It's an illusion, this whole entire thing. It's a stalking horse. The hitmen are standing behind this to take you out. How long have I been talking about this? Trump halts World Health Organization funding amid coronavirus pandemic. He's a liar too. He used Trump. Stop paying the WHO. Perfect. I told you it's perfect. But he did it for the wrong reason. He could have outed. If he wanted to out this, he could have done it here. And he doesn't. There's a continuum of destruction going on. I don't really know where all the levels are. They're all coming together, though, but I don't know. I can't even, almost, it's so much work to try and keep up. I had so much I had to talk about this week. I couldn't. I'm overwhelmed with all the nonsense that's coming down to try and parse through to, well, I guess I'll just talk about this stuff because the whole condition is an illusion. It's a carnival mirror. Even that came home. It's the pee in a cup authorship I did. You don't even know. There's nothing on the table. You still play the game. Even if you deny it. Even if you say, oh, I got against the man. He told me once. I went twice. No, you're still referencing the fraud and agreeing to it. Instead of writing down the list of things as I've told you and put them in your own context from your discussion, from your proof, you can go read the documents too. Have a conviction in you and stand up with some backbone and responsibility. And hopefully, because of the way this thing worked, maybe find a bunch of people in your locale. Deal with it local, what's coming down global. Remember, William Roberts said that. Remember, this is how him and I got together. These concepts were, he didn't even understand what he was saying, I don't think, in some of it. And I say that because I would expose to him stuff that was already in the system. He just knew what he saw was wrong. He saw it came from the wrong thing. But dealing with it is a completely different thing than just knowing about the thing. And so this is what I've been talking to. Trump halts World Health Organization funding. Perfect. But amid coronavirus, you look at why he did it, and he's now trying to blame the WHO for lack of response. This is just it's a big dust-up now. They want to put smoke in your eyes. They want to keep you off of the point. The point is, every player here is allowing a bit of it by even mentioning it and not calling it out. Not calling it out. I mean, I see Trump. I have no thought about him. As a man in an office, with the obligations he has, he could out the entire thing, and he doesn't. I can tell by his decision, he sees problems, but he doesn't out the condition. That's a problem for y'all. But that, for me, is that's an opportunity. It's perfect. You walk in the narrow path. You don't take on all this stuff that's being thrown in the way of your observations to keep you only driving in your car across the down the road, going and walking to the Capitol, going to the governor's mansion, and then being arrested, as we see. I guess we'll move on to there. I keep moving here. Trump says governors have gotten carried away with lockdown orders. You're going to hear, it's not just carried away, folks. So I guess this is Trump's decision. I'm showing you, this is not political for me at all, never has been. This is about, there's certain things that are supposed to happen and they don't. Trump has been given by Jefferson Mining District 4 letters that would have stopped this whole thing. Because it explains the method by which they do this. They've not just carried away, the governors. They are committing treason. We'll get to that near the end of this discussion as I get here, if I get there. When they made a pact, they dropped off the COM, compact. Interestingly, it's Commerce Pact as well. Compact amongst states is treason. Congress was duty-bound to restore the Republican form of government. Trump has the direct power to do that. He doesn't. He only calls it gotten carried away. He agrees to this thing going against you. You have to get it in yourself to be strong enough to defend yourself, because none of these people, even if I don't assert wrongfulness on them, they are not aware to help keep the law, keep a republic which keeps you safe. They have violated by maladministration. The lack of awareness of this is actionable. Remember, the felonies come the commission and omission, where you come with the bullet points like I've been laying out for you week after week after week. Well ahead of anybody being able to come in a video saying no one has stated this stuff, and proceeded to give you beyond 2, 3, 4 steps beyond. It only, to me, it gives me an idea that the society is that many steps behind. Weekly, I come to tell you how to stop using your mind to destroy your own thoughts. Start by doing something methodical. Lay it out. Prove out the points. In fact, I got another email about looking at a thing, advice. You got to know what the statements are talking about. Talk about the form. Be careful. Forms are serious problems. Blanket attachments are serious problems. It's way better that each one of the people that would agree to a form understand every bit of those things. Same thing here. You have to understand when you say something. When I say COVID without adding flu-like symptoms, I know that. There's no question. If I now put that together with the next point and the next point, and the cumulative effect of those points is to destroy an authority, you now have the authority diminishing you in any little bit in your rights or property in a felony. That I don't see a million people clamoring at inside the buildings of their legislature on the governor's, not in the governor's house, at the governor's office, and they're making a demand there because they're supposed to be there. Or what have you done if they're not? You've proven there's no civil government. They abandoned their post. You got them again. Why do I hear people driving around, honking their horns and protesting with signs? You can't step on my rights. No, you have to exercise the right. Not just say you've got them. You see, I'm getting irritated. I'll get into the other side of the irritation part. Trump says governors have gotten carried away. No, folks, they're committing treason. They're committing treason. He's also agreeing that you should be under prison lockdown. Right? I've been suggesting what you just looked at the words, you know where you're at. They don't even consider you to be free. You think you do. That's how they're beating you. You're living in a fairy tale. You didn't realize the republic is a tough place to be, to keep, because they set it up that way because any other thing is a flat killer for people. And then you get, again, then this sets up a dialogue and debate. This is nonsense debate. Nonsense debate. It ends up all being wrong because it's prefaced on what? A fraud. All right? And that's what I'm saying you focus on. You focus on that, not all the effects of this thing. You go after the initiating cause. Everybody goes after the effects. I don't understand this. I'm getting tongue-tied. My mind is going through all the things I've seen without even being able to tell you any one particular thing of everybody who speaks to freedom or being free or whatever you want to use these words, that you want to be libertine or you want to be independent and have a decision in your life. Everyone will say so, but not really do a thing to assert that. Phenomenal. Okay. So governors say he's gotten carried away. No, they're committing treason. He's not arresting it through the DOJ. Lockdown orders, and he agrees that you should be in prison. It's not a president that looking at this thing is looking at law, is looking at reality. And if he can't see what I'm telling you, you can go right to his own agency's websites to get the proof of what I'm saying. Stop living in your fairy tale ideas about that it's anything to speak about, and go write what I've told you. I've got the links. I said go read these few pages. You don't even have to go far. I've even given you some pages to go read. You don't even have to read the whole documents. And you can see clearly they are telling you the truth that on the information that they provide, that there's nothing there to make a foundation for their decisions. But they agree to continue to put them on you. Why? Because you're driving in your cars, you're going down to the beach, and you're standing at the steps of the Capitol instead of going in giving them the notice and throwing those guys out, when the gals out, when they don't have the right answer. Why? Because as Virginia instructed me, if nobody else, the posterity created a government, and when those three branches can't contain a problem, the posterity reserved to themselves the answer to themselves. You set up and proven, easily proven by federal government documentation, there is nothing here. There's nothing to base an exigent circumstance on for the purpose of enforcing police power, and you have them in treason, you have them in felonies. Can anybody else do that, please? I've asked you at Virginia. I've asked you at other times. I've asked you against when you do the property, when they're coming after your property, how to go about doing that. How to set up the record so you don't look like an idiot. So they don't twist the condition like they tend to do. That's part of where my experience does come in. I haven't seen it all, but I've seen an awful lot. And when I instruct people on what to do, how to go through, and they have to do it, and we have to kind of see. You don't know until you see how the other side, that government that's not supposed to be trying to take you down, and responds. Once we see that, we can tell which direction to go. It's a case-by-case basis. And so this, it's a man and woman by man and woman basis of assertion. And I've laid out for, here it goes, I'm getting here, I can tell, I'm getting irritated. The facts are there to lay out bullet point. There's no excuse on what to do. Even if you didn't know what to do, if you laid out, and like I told you, I even went back to my own broadcast to do the senseless worker notice. Whether or not it's used is irrelevant. I'm prepared. I got it in my bag of law, ready to go, right? Ahead of time. I forgot what I even said on the broadcast. I went back, listened to my whole thing, I made my bullet points, reconstructed it for what I wanted to show and say since the thoughts and done some research after that, put it together, and it's sitting right there waiting to go, ready to go. The senseless worker shows up, it's ready to go. I have a formulation, a method of what I'm going to do so I don't talk much. Here it is. Bye-bye, thank you, see you later. That's it. Boom, done. I don't want to mess with them. I don't want to talk to them, but in case I have to. Same thing here. If you don't know where to start, start with what I'm saying. Build it up. Get a thought. Figure out what it is. It's a fearful thing kind of going up against a government that can kill you. I get that, but that's the problem, isn't it? You're in that state. You're not in the one that's free and peaceful and all that. And I've talked about this. Nothing new I'm saying here. Nothing. There's no excuse. The minimum I should be seeing is people, here's my list of bullet points that I gathered from you. Here's my how I'm going to use that. What do you think? I get, well, I can't say zero, because some of you are doing some things in different subject matters. And I apologize to a few of you if you're listening. I've been kind of overwhelmed the last 2 weeks, and I haven't been able to get to your emails. They are important. And I also want to make sure I say things correctly to guide the point that you need correctly as well. Again, it's all, you have to think about how this thing works. And so I've laid out bullet points. The minimum that people should be doing is writing it down. Even if there's trepidation in what you think that you're going to be doing it, write it down. Get it to a point where you think I'm going to go after the governor that said that I have to stay locked down. And yes, I can prove that the COVID's nothing and this and that, and there's no test and all this other stuff. And then I go and read about demonstrable exigence and police power invocations. And I found, without a test, they have nothing. They have a ghost. They can't support that. I now have my summary statement. You should at least be able to put that as a educated mass, not throw yourself under your own bus of ignorance. That just admits you're just a slave. I don't know what to say about that. That's partly what the real problem is. And there's I've said there's no excuse, but there may actually be mitigating factors to suppress us and depress us. In fact, focusing in on something will give us purpose. It's another interesting. It all seems to work more forcefully in the right and proper direction when you stop making generalities about everything. That's another thing I don't say it that way, but that's what I'm doing here. Let me go to, what did the government website say? Just happened across this stuff. And look very careful, put the code words in. Influenza updates. Laboratory confirmed flu activity is low at this time. Elevated flu, influenza-like illness. There they say it. The CDC knows what it is. Influenza-like illness is likely related to COVID-19. No proof, just a statement. This is on the flu website for the CDC to point out how Clearly, you go to government documents. This is not you making it up. This is not patriot speak. This is not a form. This is nothing you've ever done before, if you've ever done in the past. This is nothing like you hear, nothing like a sheep would follow someone else into potentially the pit. This is you constructing you, and then to the point of asserting that someone has violated you, to the point that it's a treason, it's a destruction of your way of life and the laws that you enjoyed peacefully under. Now, you don't do this, you agree to the strife that you're living. That's the suffer. Not sufferance. Sufferance. They're two different words. Very close, though, when you understand what that is. So elevated influenza-like illness. That's the truth. COVID-19 is influenza-like illness. It's symptoms. CDC recommends stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with others. This is for influenza. Don't get it confused. Of course, you got the flu, stay home, folks. It's pretty obvious, right? You don't even need these people to tell you this. Learn more about COVID-19. Why? But they give you a link. Why, if it's only flu-like illness? We don't even have a name for it. Listen very carefully what's omitted. You don't see coronavirus there, do you? When you go to this link, you don't see it there where they're talking to you. That's it. That's on that page. Where do you see coronavirus? In a bar link to go somewhere else other than the flu section. Coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19. Is that proper? That's possibly proper because when they throw the word disease now, they're saying what? Symptoms. And it's a presumptive. But it's not on the flu page. Okay, you see it on the flu page, but it goes somewhere else. And so you see just in that one page what I've been telling you, if you know to parse the words accurately. Why is it so hard to make reliable corona antibody tests? Certainly throws into question what they're talking about coronavirus disease. It exactly says what I was saying before. I think I got this maybe from Gary L's tweet, this article. But why is it so hard to make a reliable coronavirus antibody test, folks? It's so hard. They don't have a test. If you don't believe me, like I said last week, I titled it, "There is no test." And the week before. Go to the Daily Mail if that's what your source is. Go read from what they're saying. They'll tell you there is no test. They say there's no acceptable test of the ones that were there. They confirm if it wasn't me you want to listen to through the CDC that you don't want to listen to, the CDC is lying to you. And yet they're telling you the truth. I did that broadcast when I did the Princess Petri dish cruises. How they did that. It finally came completely clear on the words that are being used to destroy you that you need to do the interjection for. The terms I told you under grant law, be specific to those and you're going to walk in the narrow path that they can't touch without showing themselves to be the criminal. This is all the same response, if you understand, if you really kind of get what I'm talking about, stop arguing with me, stop saying you can't, just take the time it takes, and this quarantine's a perfect opportunity, you ain't going nowhere, some of you, most of you, I suppose, you have the time, you can focus, I know it's going to be a brain hurt, but that's because that they've kind of got you in that mode, but you've got to be responsible enough to overcome that. I had to do the same thing. Like I said, your mind starts to flip and flop when it starts to see stuff. It's just like, wow, talk about a new perspective. Anyway, why is it so hard to make a reliable coronavirus antibody test? There isn't one, folks. They tell you, read it. I don't even know what more to say. I've told you all this. There's another source saying it doesn't exist. There's no test. If there's no test, those of you that support the fact of any of it, what's your foundation for your belief? Now, I don't care about an opinion on the street. You can have a faulty opinion. But when that goes to the official that's using that faulty non-foundation to wield power and harm people, that's crime. That's the highest crime. Researchers want to trial drug cure for coronavirus on patients. And returning to another point, coronavirus, replace that word with common cold. Now the question is, if they have no test and it's about the common cold, the coronavirus, because it's not influenza, how are they, and they've told you that there's no cure, how are this article, this is old article, fun, I pulled it up from the back, the dregs of my last articles. I pulled it up because I just happened to see it while I'm loading up my tabs. Researchers want to trial drug cure for coronavirus. How are they going to have a cure? Way back when they were telling us they were going down the wrong path. How are they going to cure the common cold, folks? They tell you why. CDC will explain it. The common cold has a problem with its ability to mutate. Apparently not so much to be evolved, but just enough to keep it interesting for an immune system. So, researchers want to trial drug cure for the common cold on patients. What a laughable statement if we put it in context. Why do you keep up with it? Why have you continued to use those terms without putting the adjective of description of what they really are? As soon as you, here's another one, COVID antibody seroprevalence in Santa Clara County, California. When you replace COVID-19 with flu-like symptoms antibody seroprevalence in Santa Clara County, it's laughable. But yeah, people make it important. And given that it's laughable, what's the authority for the government now? This was, I don't even know what this abstract study was supposed to be about in some regard. They wanted to say at the end it has a greater prevalence. Well, you got to look at what's the seroprevalence. We talked about the CDC says there's no blood test. What test did they use? The title is a lie. When you go look at the test, what's the test they use? Let me go through real quick. Can't remember now, the lateral flow test? Oh, yeah, lateral flow immunoassay. Lateral flow immunoassay. Did you know what that is, folks? I did a tweet about that. I get nobody responding, even as a joke. Again, this is a big comedy at one level. It's seriously, seriously a killer concept. The lateral flow immunoassay. Big old long words. You know what that is? That's that test they developed instead of the rabbit dying for pregnancy. It's then targeted on something other than pregnancy. It ends up being not much different. It's an adaptation to the PCR test. Again, it makes it quicker, not better. It's an infection response marker. No source. So this test, they use, I can just tell you now, if they mention COVID, it's a fraud. They don't know what they're talking about. Because that's symptom, flu-like symptoms. They mentioned SARS-CoV-2 in here. But remember, the CDC says there's no serology test on their own COVID-19 serology test page. There is no test. What did they test then for? But that became the question to me. Wait a minute. How quickly I can look at that? I can just look at all the big capitalized letters and say, wait a minute, they're talking about two things that have no test. How did they make the test to even come up with their numbers? And I had to go find it because I'm not a medical guy. I'm not a lab technician on this stuff. I had to go find. They didn't put that in capital letters. Pretty hard to find. You literally have to, you're reading to find certain things. It's how I do these analyses. Your mind is working to find their fault and to keep tracking down. And I found the lateral flow immunoassay state, the assay. It's not even a test. It's an assay. And so, there it is. It's a proof. They're trying to make a point. The COVID's worse than expected. No, it's not. They couldn't test, first of all. Secondly, we're back to the flu. And I hope you picked up on it. Flu is on low now. It's turning down. The sun came out, folks. It's springtime. Whether or not a governor is going to say so or the president is going to agree with the limit of that, you are free to move about the country as best as being made available in the law and show them when they come against you that you need to be persistent against stopping someone who's committing felonies against you in the costume of an official. You don't just say it. You have it laid out in your document that you whip out of your pocket or out of your bag of law, and you say, here's a notice to you. You got 30 seconds. Otherwise, leave me or I'm going to have to take this farther for remedy. And so I'm not going to end there because a lot of, again, that starts to get into the loaded gun that no one wants to do correctly. It scares me to death. I talk on this broadcast. It scares me to death partly. Everyone wants to end the pain, but doesn't want to do the proper surgical moves. I don't like that you have to, but they're there, and you better pay attention. So, COVID, as soon as it's mentioned, I'm looking for the failure. I'm not looking that it's even information. And I found it. I found it in something I didn't understand. You can go lateral flow immunoassay. Go look it up. You'll find out what it is. Read far enough to find out it's the PRC test. It only does immune responses. And so as I put a Twitter out, I said, this is either a fraud, too, or the rabbit died. Because the test is a little handheld P-test type thing. Okay? Faster, but not better. At any rate. Spain authorized, here we are, back to the military consequence here. Not just global governance, not just the imposition of all these agendas we hear about and the austerity and financial social debt you will be under on all aspects of your life. What I told you, if you want a short list, go to the modernization acts that were put into the United States code, or the acts that were done when we talked about them. Spain authorizes, in quotes, authorizes military planes to spray disinfectants over cities. The Spanish government has just authorized the military to prepare planes for aerial spraying of disinfectants across major metro areas as confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to rise. You insects. You pest animals. And the military's going to do it over in Spain. You think it's different anywhere else? Now, here's an interesting point. Go to Title 50, United States Code, and they say they're giving you a notice they're going to do this. And in the Title 50, you have a right to write a letter to say don't, and here's why. And they use COVID. Just go back to the last 15 minutes of me explaining your short summary nuggets. You put down bullet points, and there's your treason against the people. Is that going to help the people to spray disinfectant over the top of people and buildings and streets when it's carried inside of people's bodies, laying on surfaces inside the buildings? How stupid is your government to do that anyway then, isn't it? But more importantly, this is a notice to y'all that you could send and say, wait a minute, here's the reason why you have no authority to do that. And how about if you get the military from bioweaponing our people? How about if you stop doing that too? So we're moving into something in the military, okay? I want to go down this track because there's been information, and I'll say it here again, continuity of government. And there's a real difficult splitting to have to be done here. You have to think very carefully on this because it's not quite what it seems. That's why I say you got to look very, very careful. It's the alternative they get you to buy into that when you go read the documents doesn't indicate that. But it doesn't mean they're not running an op on you, and that's the problem. You still have the real op to deal with. But you have the thing they're doing just wrong to be the backboard to show how they're doing it wrong. And I talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm going to touch it more. But here, conspiracy theory? The U.S. Army has admitted to conducting hundreds of germ warfare tests on Americans. Coming out at the same time, we've talked about this before, I didn't appreciate the claim that this group has was the people that informed you, because there was a much better article written, I think, out of the San Jose Mercury in 2015 that actually delineates the best example of this problem, and that was referencing the 1952 environmental biotest that they did in San Francisco. But at the same time, this story pops out to claim that these people here that are telling you, were telling you about this, that the Army has admitted to conducting. Yeah, this is the same thing I talk about back here. I told you at the time, I think it was, they say 77. I thought, and memory failed, I'm not going to, no quibble, but in 76, I think we were reading about how this worked. And that's what I told you. I don't have proof for it, but that's where I finally was lined in. And right before I got into doing electronics, that they had done a binary system of utilizing the bioweapon that they said was inert and not affecting you, which they find out later it has. And in the 2015 Mercury story, they explain how, where it went to, and it's lasted all this time, that they also used it as a binary weapon using that Class B transmitter. And so, but in the same time of this bioweapon military thing, comes up this story to tell you that the Army has admitted to this. Military agrees that that they'll do this to you. I've told you, when you see, this is the thing. My history said that they did it. I didn't know, that hasn't been a question. When I saw Title 50, I then understood why. And it's nothing like anybody will ever talk to you about. Well, not nobody, because I think Clint Richardson brought it up. I'm so glad he did. He put it in that video. He took this Title 50 and read it to you. I think that's when he reads Title 7 and Title 21 as well. He reads it into his video, Lethal Injection. It's a complete overthrow of what you think about what's going on. These are not news stories. They didn't have to admit it. You just go look. The only thing they're admitting to is what they exercise under Title 50 against y'all. What constitution? New Jersey woman charged for organizing a peaceful protest against New Jersey governor's stay at home. What Constitution? Exactly, folks. When are you going to assert the Constitution instead of going on the street, standing in front of the governor's house, and a stay-at-home order? Take all those people, sit down and do the kind of thing I'm saying about writing out how this, the authority they're using is the COVID, show how it has no basis. And demand he either restore, remove, repeal those orders, or he is going to be moved out of office. I can't tell you all that, how that's going to work. That is on the posterity to decide. Now, I'm saying you can run them out on the rail. The miners used to do tar and feathering. There's another peaceful way. You would get your, maybe get your law, you would start by getting your law enforcement, your sheriffs involved, and if they fail, they're derelict of duty as well. When you finally set up underneath the constitutional power the people have, when the government failed to check and created harm, then you have the action you can take. Until you do, you're a bunch of lunatics. You're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And they've been using that term, again, the federal government, CIA, used that term to good effect until today. You haven't learned about that either. All these things I knew, I've known, this is what focuses how I keep analyzing, keep researching, keep looking for the remedies, the answer to all these things that have been created to stop you. So, see, they want to know where the Constitution is. She's arrested. Well, the Constitution didn't stop you from being arrested. So the question is really kind of a problem. It's almost insightful. And because of people who understood this Constitution and the limit of government wouldn't be just protesting in front of the home and not answering to the fraud that is being used to perpetrate, the stalking horse called COVID that's being used to perpetrate this. On the other hand, this is a perfect arrest for that woman to assert the very things I'm telling you, and they can't get away from it now. Because now she starts to pull in the whole and entire government for not checking that we didn't have to come here. If you folks really appreciated what I'm saying, you see opportunities everywhere to set them up when they do the stupid thing. Australia, perfect. Arrest me, charge me fines, invade my land, my space. Even when I was under the rule and did it right, you're so stupid. That's going to cost you. But they have the opportunity to do the same thing. It's going to cost you not just because you invaded even when I was under, you exposed they had no right to do it. You exposed that you're not only in compliance, but they had no right to impose it for those of you that want to walk more slowly in it. A church just did that. And the church just won relative to the court agreeing the imposition of the social distancing was fair. That's another notice that you didn't understand. Whether or not the pastor understood what he was doing, they argued that they were complying with the 6-foot social distancing within the church. And the court agrees. So here it is. Federal, right? The next one. See how natural this starts to roll. This is how this rolls out in my mind, how I'm looking for evidence to prove a thought process. Here it is. Federal judge blocks Kansas. Toto. What happened, Toto? Federal judges block Kansas limits on religious gatherings. You got to read this case very carefully. The federal judge is a federal territorial judge, no less. We'll get into that. I've talked about it. It says U.S. district judge, not district court judge. Just a territorial judge said that the court was complying with the order, and therefore they could not be held accountable to having gatherings. In other words, the government, and this is why they tried to expand it to like 13 feet or something, the government said 6 foot sufficient within the regulation. And I was telling you, if you're going to go travel around, look at what they will accept as essential. Even if you disagree that their list is deficient, at least have the first answer so that you're complying. Then you get the opportunity, once you're doing that, to bring up the fact that it was an unconstitutional, even treasonous imposition. Here, the judge, someone sued to say, wait a minute, we're doing what the rules say, and you can't stop us beyond that. The federal court comes out and says that's correct and that it is a an infringement of the First Amendment. Very important and powerful. Very important and powerful, because this brings up the idea that you can come together. What they used was the order's limitation of 6 feet. That was the notice to you of what the violation would be if you're not going to fight the overall order, the executive orders that are doing this to you. So that's here's an example on how you do that. For all you still in your house, I don't get it. I really don't get it. Here's another example of what I was talking about. They went through the First Amendment. Does none of you all have the First Amendment? Even if you wanted to rally or argue that it's no good and you shouldn't be subject, but okay, they said I get to go out once, so I go twice, or I get to sneak up closer to 4 feet with somebody. You want to play that game? Even if you still agree that, because you haven't actually fought that you're playing games with those numbers, the federal court just said those numbers are what the government has said. This is what I was telling you about the 95% vaccine rate. The government claims it's 5%. They can have a 5% failure. Why did Gates come out and say they need 100%? They only need 95% if their condition would work. That argument, if it was an argument, what I told you about the 5% versus 95% vaccine rate would work relative to the reasoning in this case. Within the occupier's own standard, you're within the limits established. Any more imposition is a violation. That is not much different than the practicability or reasonableness standard, where you bring no argument. So all of you all complaining about things, you're just whiners, you're just complainers, you're not doing anything. Here's the evidence right in front, right in the news, to tell you how this thing would work. Even if you don't push the limit that you should, which is to keep your republic the way it was supposed to. Within the acceptance of the order, the notice was 6 feet, this church said, we're doing that. We're actually not even passing around the tray, the donation tray anymore, because money is so dirty. Interestingly, people are flocking to get their cash. And I don't understand what the problem is with the government, because they're the biggest money laundering organization. What's wrong with their, why is their money dirty since they're the biggest money launderer? So here's the proof. If you're doubting what I'm saying, you want to keep arguing with me, you keep, I can't do this. Stop. Here is the evidence of certain things that can be done. This went to a court. You can compile this very same thing now and turn it to any, you take this and turn this same discussion to anybody in any state, any official. Now, I would agree that's a failure at one level, but it starts to get you to exercise, even where you give the government the right to impose upon you the prison without any basis, you're at least answering back within that notice structure, that formula, the formula of containment that the occupier has agreed is okay, and said, we're doing that. You have no power be above that to do more. Okay, I'm pausing a little bit. Let that settle. That's all. This is really a cool case in a way, and piece of news. It's notice. It's what you can use. All you people that don't know what to do, okay, it looks like going to court. Some of you could. But you can put that same form, even if you dislike the executive order, but don't want to listen to me and don't want to listen to the nuggets on how it's unlawful. If you didn't even do that and just said, well, listen, I'm going to go out. You can't keep me out of my house if I'm social distancing. What's your authority? And here a church did it. They had to rely on the First Amendment. Remember, you have antecedent rights outside of that. I don't know why your mental health and your fitness and all this is part of an essential thing, that you could keep yourself six feet away, that you can send a letter down to your local cops and to the governor or whoever, the mayor, and say, back off. Back off. I don't even agree with what you did, but even within that, your COVID is not even has no value whatsoever, so you're in violation right now of the law. But just to make things simple, I'm within the rules. You have no right to keep me in my house. And you don't have a right to harass me when I'm on the street either. But nobody says this stuff. No, they get it a big old mass. They think it's a big deal. I think it's a psyop. Here, let's go drive our cars down past the Capitol. Let's go put a sign outside the governor's house. Let's walk up to the steps and look important. But no one does the documentation and focuses all that public, mass public awareness on the problem of the fraud, the treason, literal treason that's going on. And okay, I was going to go back to the debate. There's no debate about this. Who has the power? Who doesn't? It's a fraud. There's no power in the fraud. Now, I think this came from Gary L. as well. A little thing came out. What can you do? Even one. Emerald Island Beach opens after protester in Navy uniform stands in the ocean. And so you can even do that, I suppose. And apparently someone was paying attention. I think a special class of people doing something that's touchy-feely, patriotism thing. It worked in this instance. It shows that they didn't have the right, and there should be a bigger action going on when someone in a uniform can go stand in the breakwater and have the lifting of a quarantine off or an exclusion from a beach. I find this to be fascinating that people don't look at it. That they don't look at it the way I'm looking. I guess you don't have to look at it my way. What I'm telling you is when the man stands in a uniform and they release the beach to be occupied by people again, they didn't have the power in the first place. They didn't have the power underneath that protest either. That shows they have nothing, that they're actually having a demonstration. Let me point out another point. That beach was not the cause of the problem either then. And see, they've translated the problem or the demonstrable exigence is a thing to your mind and made you think that that thing is everywhere. In fact, that beach was supposed to be the vector, the cause of the problem. And so here's news that you can do something on your own, admirably, in the water, with his uniform. But it also shows, for those that look a little deeper, there was no authority. In my mind, as I'm thinking about this now, that was actually an insult. I know some of you won't believe that, but that's the way I think. And so far, there's nobody that said that this basic view and approach is wrong thinking. A vet should not have gone and taken and ruined his uniform to reopen a beach that should have never been closed. The fact of his class and his status in people's minds in the face of seats of decision is an insult. And I thank him for being there. Think about that one. How contorted have we gotten all this? He stood up. Boy, am I not liking what he had to do that he did it. But it caused some changes. And if you paid attention to what was going on, the government just told you there is no authority in what they're doing. No different than what I have been telling you. Another evidence. Now we're moving into continuity of government stuff. And I just showed you how the governments are changing immediately when the protest is correct. I told you they're going to continue until you do the right protest. The pressure's coming on. And people are. I'm not going to, you're going out. Go ahead and protest. But there's a bigger point. And this is my problem. There is an infrastructure in this country, a couple of them, that needs to be. They're exposed right now, but they need to be outed and dismantled and destroyed relative to how they have the ability to continue the harm. When COVID goes back, Greta will have won a little bit more. The military will have kept its cover on the false front military control over this nation by district or region. NORAD orders release of photos showing U.S. troops in action against COVID to reassure the public. Anybody who has an open mind should realize to reassure the public is a trigger word for any of us that are looking at this. But more to my point today, they use the word COVID. The military knows this is a fraud. They're using it to reassure the public. And I want you to go to the picture. I was going to tweet. I was really kind of busy this week, and I'm overwhelmed with having to tweet more of a truth that no one responds to anyway. So I had, like I said, other things to do. Like I told you, the social media I don't think it's made for me. However, it's a way to get some of the broadcast out, and for those of you that retweet it and remind it and remind it and bit shoot it or whatever, and then syndicators, sound minds over YouTube and normalization of ignorance, picking the podcast up and putting it on your sites. Thank you very much. that's the limit of my social media prowess, I think. At any rate, there's just no reflection. And yet, here we have, again, the proof of this, the order to reassure the public. Go look at the picture. I think I got this one from Barman. This is Grimner's account. This is an automatic news thing. That, go look at the picture. 1.5 military sold troops agree that COVID is something. They show three uniformed people. Actually, they show four, one girl in the way back. But right up front, you'll see 1.5 military people believe that COVID is real. And you tell me when you look at the picture if you interpret it the same way I do. Okay? Because all this is a fraud upon you, and they're only doing it to reassure you. Who's doing it? The military. They want to reassure you. Everything's okay, and it's on normal and on par, because why? They don't want you looking at them. They'll deny the martial law. I've explained to you how you point out it's martial law, notwithstanding their denials of it all. Denialists. You can listen to me and write those down, or you can not hear me and you can continue to complain on how you line item this thing out to expose the crime against all of us. And every one of you has to do this. I don't know what more to say about that. You don't like that, but I don't like that, but that's the fact. Exclusive, Washington, D.C. faces coronavirus spike. A secret military task force prepares to secure the Capitol. So they want to reassure you, and then this story pops up, and this starts to get us into the continuity of government, and the question that I've told you, the military's running this place underneath. You're not going to see that. That little previous story says, we don't want you to pay attention to us. We're doing our thing to help and save you. We want to reassure you. But we're going to say that we know COVID is just a flu-like symptoms. Half of us don't, one and a half of us out of three, know that. We're not going to even wear a mask. Right? Oh, I gave you a little bit of the secret. Anyway, exclusive, Washington, D.C. faces coronavirus spike. First of all, you have a common cold spike. Why is a secret military task force preparing to secure the Capitol? And that's important because that part of the secure the Capitol now moves us into maybe the question of continuity of government. But if you look very carefully at this task force, it is strictly to protect and secure Washington, D.C., and here's the word of the day, regionalism. Okay, so this, and you go research this, and I've got some links, go read about it. Joint Force Headquarters and National Capital Region is what was invoked, and they told us this like a month and a half ago, I think. I want to read the story or just understand that they've done this. Why? Because there was the belief, at least, the promotion, that they were going to have to be careful that there might have been, if you look at the continuity of government. It's a bio attack. They're treating this as a bio attack. But truly, if this was something real, this could have taken out the heads of state, and they have provisions since 9/11 for the continuity of government. And I've undone the reading, and I've understood the fear and all this other stuff. On one hand, there's a good reason for it. On the other hand, it's one of those tools that can be used in weapons against us. The haystack of information is what we have to let get thrown so we find the needle. In this case, this is really tasked just for Washington, D.C., not the world. They do have tentacles that go throughout the system. And so this is what we have to kind of watch. I just want to point this out because this starts out this continuity of government idea. And I come to is a unique view, but reading the documentation, I come up to a different point, and I'm still looking at whether to validate it. This joint force has been called up to do various types of things. You'll see this in the wiki. You'll see why they come together, and there's a security detail. Very well-tentacled security detail, but it's for Washington, D.C. and the region. That's not necessarily continuity of government. It is to secure the facilities of the government. In fact, you look at the story that they're attached to, they admit there's nothing they can do with this. We don't want to really talk about evacuation when there's nowhere to go. And this is the interesting other problem. Not that there's nowhere to go from the common cold, because there is nowhere to go. But they have this would be a real logistical problem. Where would you go into this if this is a real threat? No, you better just hold up and you better do some different type of security. So this is not, in my mind, necessarily continuity of government, even though that's they're securing the continuity of the function of government. And it's strictly related to that and the region. And that's the region. Now they expand into other terminology, which I do think has some merit, and it can get you down the ways. Well, this brings up the idea, and I told you last week I was under misinterpretation. I thought continuity of government was the constitutional one about the heads of state. Did some research because it kept coming up, and I talked about it last week. I'm going to talk about it now. Hopefully I'm going to put a lot of links together for you here. You can do all the research. I don't have the time to cover it, but you can go through and you can hopefully come to the same conclusion so we put this on the radar, but we give it its due priority. Everything can move. Every piece on the table can move, but and so you got to watch for it. But it may not be moving at this time, and I think I'm coming to that conclusion, not to dismiss it, but to explain it's there. It's a possibility, probably. Where is it in its effect? And might I want to put my attention elsewhere while I'm keeping an eye out for the potential? And I think I'm going to hold to what I said last week about this thing as well. But moving forward, another Twitter dark journalist, more continuity of government, COG threats. COG threats as talk of reopening moves forward. I can guarantee anonymous source used in this article today was NORTHCOM Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy. And so that got another someone else to retweet to say to stop COG now. Now, you got to really think carefully about this. I guess a lot of you people that don't believe in the state or the government would say go ahead and let the government fall apart. But you have property and rights and a way of life for good or bad because of that. So I haven't been one just to throw the whole thing out. In fact, I've told you when you look at the law of the land itself, the law of the land, not what we see as a debt engagement in the Constitution, but their obligations of the government to you all and your property. That's a thing we want to really keep. I haven't found a really good alternative anywhere in history relative to those things. And you hear me rely on them all the time to be able to make the hard foundation against what the illusion is. Stop COG now. I responded to that one in response to the first thing I read from Dark Journalist, and I respond this way, and this is relevant to the documents I had read the last time I talked about this. The official docs I've read explain if common cold be a bio threat, the purpose of this COG, the COG, the continued continuity of government, without heads of state loss, is to avoid or mitigate the stalking horse called COVID is being used to cause, which reopening would eliminate. So those wouldn't be COG threats. And so I wanted to point out that, again, we can be told something, but you have to go do some study, and then you come back and apply what they're doing. Reopening the country. We shouldn't even be here anyway, but that where they are, reopening would actually stop and mitigate all the bad causes that when you go into a continuity of government subject matter, the continuity of government addresses from a threat standpoint. They're supposed to mitigate and avoid all that. So they can't be COG threats to not reopen when that non-reopening would cause that. That can't be COG, continuity of government. That's not that authority. This is something else. That would be something else. So I don't agree that this continuity of government is actually functioning this way, even when they put the joint task force to secure the capital against a fraud. All right, so this is still, you can think about how this is going to work. You can see who the players are. I'm telling you that I think the military sitting there do not want to expose the real thing which has happened with us since the Civil War, but that's neither here nor there either because we're dealing with today. And I'm offering you details on how you deal with that today, even if it is the military, even if the council, the governors think that they're in charge, even if they act like they are, even if there's a debate on who's in power, a Commerce Secretary or 10th Amendment or not. If it's all a fraud, it's all a treason, it's all a felony. Don't get into the debate. Just identify first whether or not you have something to talk about. That's what I try and weed through. This continuity of government means something. It's not something, a trifle to look past. But again, that would not be a COG, continuity of government implementation, not to fight the reopening. And so there's something else. If that's going on, it's a different thing. And so I placed that in the Twitter. I got, well, the guy that I responded to, he responded. That was fair enough. No one else, though. No one pulls this information out to other people to try and show some awareness. White House continuity of government plan and the national coup exercise. Since the days of the Cold War, the United States has been had a plan in place to continue the operation of the government following a catastrophic attack on the nation's capital. The 2007 National Security Presidential Directive 51 directs the geographic dispersion of leadership, staff, and infrastructure in order to maintain the function of the United States government. In the event of a nation's capital is decapitated by a terrorist attack. So if they're doing COG, they're looking at the common cold as a terrorist attack. Should tell you, this is not reality. That's not what they're... These people aren't that stupid. And so there's another game going on. Not a game. This is a continuation of control that the military state would need, no different than the technocrats would need, no different than global governance will need. It's all the same thing. It ends up being the United States government is going to control total spectrum dominance to the point that they're going to they're planning to remake your nation right underneath your nose to be whom? To be something like China, because China's on the forefront of how you lock it all down, and they got to be better than China. I've told you all that. I told you all of this about the pivot to China, what that was. It wasn't the military. It was how they were going to get an authoritarian dictatorship to give everyone the example on the world, the permission to go ahead and lock the rest down. And the pivot for the military was that they could take that and utilize it into the future. And you'd never see it, just like you haven't seen the occupation since the Civil War. At any rate, this is a decapitation by terrorist attack. Remember that level of attack can't be the common cold. Buried deep in the 100-page National Continuity Plan is a strategy for the mass evacuation and relocation of every federal government agency, including the House, White House, and the military in response to the exceptional catastrophic event within the National Capital Region. Remember, this is for the government, not the people. Don't miss sight of that either. Each agency is required to have a detailed continuity of operations plan, a coop, a chicken coop. Following the catastrophic national emergency, the president or his successor can authorize the establishment of a temporary, quote, shadow government. I'm reading this right off Gov1 info, reproducing something from the White House. You can go follow up with this. This is a discussion I guess you can have. I don't get freaked out over shadow government. This would be a continuity of government. They're trying to keep the government together. Whether you believe it in it or not, this is what they're doing. And to maintain control of essential functions of the federal government. Again, focus on the government. Not your states, not your government, local governments, not your rights. And so you start parsing through this, and you can place exactly where this is supposed to be. And when you ever find that this is outside of that, now you can nail them on that excess. If you don't and don't understand the limits of it, you can't. And they got you quarantined complaining with nothing you get to do and all the excuses that you come up with. So there's a shadow government. It's really just, it's a government that's decapitated and trying to stay functional. President Bush, if you think this is brand new stuff, President Bush activated the shadow government on September 11, 2001, shortly after the second attack on the World Trade Center. I told you this was trauma-based programming that would come in Operation Hindsight 2020 to traumatize you some more, something I told you this is the first of the year, coming in to the first of the year. And so here's the evidence that this is exactly the thing. They're reinvoking this idea of how this works. So if you go on and keep going, lots of stuff to read here now. Lots of that 102-page document, I got a link for you. If you want to understand this more specifically, you can do a deeper study. You can find any errors I have, something I missed, because I didn't do a deep study. I look for certain cues and clues and constraints or excesses, and I don't see them happening here, and I don't even see the foundation for its fulfillment. As I said, I've now identified what's happening is actually the opposite, that they couldn't actually be doing continuity of government provisions. There's something else that's taken over if that's the case. The implementation policy is available. You can read it for yourself. It explains the condition. A lot of people say, I don't want to read. Well, you got to read. You got to see the black and white in your eyes, folks. I don't know what else to do. It explains very clearly what this is supposed to be doing. It explains the bright lines of how this works. And I say, let them tell you what it is, and then you... If you are having a problem with that, or you think that's a problem, it's up to you to find the excess. And I'm finding out that the suggestion on the federal to the states is enough to cause the state to do stupid things. You locals have to figure this out. And you have to assert a proper statement. Again, you find the very first violation, and you'd document that and you'd move that forward. You wouldn't have to go on and on like I see people do. See, national essential functions. So when the government's talking about essentials, they're talking about the functioning of the government itself, not the people. The people are irrelevant to all this. And so that's the limit of the authority. As soon as you start seeing affecting your life, something went wrong. It's not for them to tell you what that is. You have to tell them they're in excess. And if a bunch of you get together because of the way this works, I suggest to get a bunch of people together on point, that's going to make it a lot easier. National essential functions, I'm just going to touch a couple. One, ensuring the continued functioning of our form of government under Constitution, including under the Constitution, including the functioning of three separate branches of government. Let me address a couple things real quickly. Did you miss something here? Did you hear what I read? I know I repeated it, but I misread it. I said the Constitution. They don't mention which one, do they? This is a serious observation you need to start making. I don't know what they're talking about here. But you can come and assert the one. And then they say, including the function of three separate branches of government. Do we have that now where they shut down? They've already ordered that the courts would be shut down? You're already watching a government that's not functioning underneath this power right now. That's one of the first things I'd be saying. You didn't fulfill your obligations under COG. You're not operating under COG. And if this was a threat, now you got that question, you ought to have been operating under COG, and this is what you should have done. And now if I get there, I'm going to get to this with the governors of the states. It's not a debate in the Commerce Clause, and not a debate whether or not they have 10th Amendment power. It's what those governors have come up to do, which is the terrorism. They're defeating your government by making the three branches irrelevant by imposing a foreign sustainable governance. So number one gives us a power, big power right here. If we understand, we all not only challenge the system for not being invoking COG, they should have if they haven't seen it already on a fraud, no less. But the people, the stalking horse that's being used is now causing trouble out in the country, which the president has the only authority to stop. We had that in our lawsuit as well. That's what we told him on the letters. That's why I said Trump is not out of this from my perspective. This government stuff is really interesting when you get right down to the brass tacks of it all. These obligations and duties are pretty black and white. The omission or commission standard and which other one, folks? The appearance of impropriety. Don't have to do nothing. Just make it look like you're going to do something and I have power. You have a problem. And number two, providing leadership visible to the nation and the world and maintaining the trust and confidence of the American people. You can violate number two in them real quick. I'm not feeling too confident. I have no more trust. If they were operating under COG, they would have to protect that. If they're not, they're just a criminal. But I don't understand how this is not so black and white here. I read the black and white, and the answer is black and white. How we get that done is the mass of people all on the same page right here, going right through this analysis, point for point. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm going to read a couple more because they're just, to me, I almost get chills. Not quite, but I almost get chills. I see the power written in their own words. Defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. Oh, is that the one they're talking about, the Constitution? Why wasn't that Constitution named in number one? I have a serious question going on here. Yeah, that question also turns on what is really going on, where we see COG not actually functioning when it should be. This comes out also as the pandemic, not pandemic, if you kind of get your mind thinking about how this works. They're characterizing stuff. It's your duty and your obligation to focus in on the characterization and point it out for its fraudulent nature, and then point out what was supposed to happen. And when you do that, you now open the door. You open your can when they're in the room. You open that can of whoop-ass on them. And you do this as a mass of people instead of complaining. I don't know how this doesn't start to correct itself. If you do, as I'm saying, they won't be able to impose part of Greta. You can just gorge all of that out and actually go after some other things. And that's our problem. You focus on Bill Gates, you're done. You focus on the WHO, you're done. You focus on chit-chat between the governor and the president, you're done. You're done as a people on your way. You're done. You're watching the military remake this place. And it's being remade by alternative dispute resolution on the international side to globalize this place. So the United States has total dominance of it. Defending the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and preventing the interdicting attacks against the United States or its people, property, or interests. Didn't I just say the CDC failed out last week? Didn't I just say that, folks? If COG is working, they would do that or not. So either COG's not working, but we got a bunch of criminals in office. They're all derelict in their duty. They're all functioning under maladministration, whether or not it's criminal. It is interfering and harming you and your rights and property. And it's doing it in a way to bring the agenda that we complained of and got a default judgment against the government, the state government, and the Bar Association in 2013. I'm not really talking anything more here. It's a repetitious model that you can defeat if you would just stop complaining and step up. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Number five is for foreign nations. Fine, they want to do... I'll stop. You can read this stuff. If you can take the model of interpretation I just read in the first top three, you'll see how fast this thing is to actually pull out how it's not continuity of government. Like, when I went to a wiki, a continuity of government is the principle of establishing and defined procedures that allow a government to continue its essential operations in the case of a catastrophic event such as nuclear war. I want to have you focus again on this catastrophic. It's just not some common cold, okay? So this is how you start to, you parse that out, and now you got them again. They can't be using the common cold. They can't be using a boogie virus. They can't be using something that has no test. This can't be COG. They have to identify what this is before the continuity of government can go in. Council of Government, COG, was developed by the British government before and during the World War II to counter threats such as the Luftwaffe bombing during a Battle of Britain. This is serious stuff. Bombing on your head, or the potential of having a bombing on your head, is literal, okay? Not a coronavirus bogus. And it was started from Britain, for all you folks that think that we move far from what the British government does. The last paragraph I'll read here is, the U.S., at least, COG, continuity of government, is no longer limited to nuclear war, nuclear emergencies. The continuity of operations plans was activated following September 11th attacks. I've told you, that's their ace in the hole. That's what they've been going on, and they're continuing it. Right? The military doesn't want you to see that. They want you to see them as the benefice, the altruistic reason. And it's partly why it's such an insult to have a gentleman standing in his uniform in the breakwater to prove that there's no cause. That's just being used as well. They actually made a talking about he's not supposed to wear that uniform unless it's official. His argument was what he was doing was official. I'd say, yeah, that was official, folks. He's telling you something officially. Presidential directives. Remember I said directive number one when I read the first part of that one document relative to Bush? That, I'd realized that there has to be an order for this. The executive executes based on directives and orders. President. So I went looking for this. Which one did Trump do? If we're in a COG right now, which one did Trump do? Presidential directives and executive orders, I have a link for you. It shows all the presidents since Truman. I went down, looked at Trump, looked at Obama, because they reference Obama more, actually, in what's working. So you got to need, if you're interested, you could look and see what they've been using against you all along. If you're worried about continuity of government, where you been all this time? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. We can complain, and we could be fearful and be afeared, or we can get to the nubbins of it. I didn't see the directive from the President Trump that invoked it all either. And you look, you got a list, you can go check it out. Verify, I checked my work. I didn't see one from Trump. But we go on, and now we're talking about the implementation. And I found through FEMA, I went through lots of different government websites. They tell you a little bit of the story here and there. The continuity of government's continuity guidance circular from FEMA that guides a whole community efforts to develop and maintain the capability and to ensure continuity of operations, continuity of government, and enduring constitutional government during an emergency that disrupts normal operations. Do you see an actual non-self-inflicted wound interruption going on? I don't. But enduring constitutional government? What is that? What's an enduring constitutional government? I mean, my mind boggles at that, given I look in the world and in the country and see what's going on in the government and how it's gone well past that. What is that? Again, the argument of whether or not they acted in excess, when I can tell you that the governors are acting in treason, really starts to come present in my mind. It did when I read it. I'm just telling you, as I'm reading this document out to you today, and you go read it, there should be a bunch of thoughts qualifying all this stuff, comparing it off, making mental notes of things that are important to keep track of on bullet points that keep you focused on what the real thing is supposed to do, and then trying to identify the excesses or failures, derelictions. Organizations and governments at all levels can draw upon the CGC as reference when creating and revising continuity plans, programs, and processes. Many jurisdictions and organizations already have an existing continuity program and plan and will use the circular to refine capabilities and processes. Can is not imperative, shall. All right, we talked about that last week. Look very carefully. You can buy in. You can adopt. It doesn't. There's no authority in the COG. Why? Because it's federal. Now, every organization has one. This is another type of military control, if you look very carefully, about how they will control and contain and continue this thing that you don't see in the spaghetti western, the false front, the stalking horse reality that you actually is. Go to the Department of Labor. Why did I go there? Because in one of the documents it talks about, it names the Department of Labor. I put that on a notepad. Actually, I opened up another tab and did a search for continuity of operations in the Department of Labor, and this document pops up. You can too. Part of the reason why I'm talking about this, I invested quite a bit of time, not an exorbitant amount of time, but a bit. It took me a while, and I figured I'm going to get a payoff for all the work I did. You can run with me with this. You can just get all the links, but the hard work starts to become to read and apply what I've been saying, as I'm saying it here, even in the summary form. This should get you a long way down the path. The Department of Labor is very important. Now I want you to turn your attention to what's going on with all the jobs that's going on. Then I want you to say, well, Department of Labor, that's slavery. That's voluntary slavery, and this is how they're treating their slaves. And this was always the plan. Department of Labor, very special stuff. I think that's Title 29. They try to put minors and stuff underneath all contractors. No, you don't belong there. That's an indication of where you actually ought to be. Like, you shouldn't be dealing in their fiat system or going for their forms and all that stuff. You should be in real money, and we should be working hard to get that back into vogue. You don't go underneath a slave labor contract. You can where you can. You do your contracts, private contracts, and you supply your own skills and tools. All right? Some of you are a little more advanced. You may actually create a person that's not you that actually manage that through. That's a little different thing. You really have to know more. But the point is, this Department of Labor is the servants in the country. And look how they're treating you in this coronavirus. They don't care. This is a re-manipulation. You want to talk about an economy? It's their economy. They could care less about yours. And you're not stepping up as other than that slave when you complain. Moving on. United States Department of Homeland Security, again, a federal emergency management agency, Federal Continuity Directive 1. This is the directive that was supposed to be made from another directive. They made this one in 2017. There's also a Directive 2. You can read them. I've given you the links. Federal Continuity Directive 2 was the one that's been named about the one that's being implemented. It implements the FCD1, so they're tandem. They work together. You can read about how they work. They append Annex B, essential functions. And we talk about essential. Here's where this word keeps popping up. It's about them, not you. That's why nothing you can do is more than what they say, because you have an exorcise from the demon and said, wait a minute, you only have so much over what you've been established to do. You can't reach out and touch the posterity, let alone, here's your, even if you could find a COVID, but let alone that's a fraud. That I no longer trust in you or have confidence in you. That it was your duty, you derelict, to not interfere with that in me. Please, folks, use these words. Start getting this conversation. I say that my mind starts getting all excited again. Have a word in your mouth at least. Go to battle with these people while you're locked down. This is the perfect time, actually, to do it. That's partly why I'm kind of excited. And I just found out one of the counties that we work with, they went absolutely, are investing a ton of money in work at a distance technology. This is not a temporary thing. I'm just going to tell you, that just means it's not a temporary thing for all you folks that are looking for your next handout. Now, something popped up relative to a video, relative to what's coming down in how this COVID came out, that I'm saying the military is using, that we have the continuity of government question. I respond that isn't really COVID, a cog. That's not, it's actually opposite. If it was cog, you would actually look at the document and say they have to solve all those things. They were supposed to keep that from happening, not allow it to happen. And so this is not a continuity of government problem. It's not even apparently functioning at all like that. Notwithstanding, it looks like it. They did call out the military. I suggest to you, when you do the study, you'll find out that was already there. They're just making it obvious. Again, when they make it obvious, you tend not to continue looking at it. They bring a picture out because they knew there was a question, so they want to give you three troops that are in a picture with one and a half out of three have their mask on. Like, that's real important. We're going to bring trust and reassure you. Those are all the clues you're missing if you don't see it. And that's not even about that. It means that there's something you have to do. It means that that's speaking to something that's not the truth. And so what comes out through all this is going back and they're utilizing this thing as a stalking horse. And I wanted to call that out because it all starts to come out. People do converse in it. They just don't understand that you can't just talk about it. It's even worse than you're talking about. And then you got to go study that, and then you start to learn maybe what you can do about it. What I've been telling you, we're already there. If you would all just understand this other non-military global governance thing, we can address that part pretty simply, and it's going to that black and white. That Cynthia McKinney, PhD, who was a congresswoman, I believe, said because of a video that was done by journalist Harry Fox in 2014, he exposes the document. I don't know of another source. It just came through. It all comes through at the same time, so I just receive it that way. The video to YouTube of him speaking from the Rockefeller Foundation document that is, except for the year, it is this COVID-19 thing you're seeing in 2020. So now that's come back up, and Cynthia McKinney is really intelligent here to observe this, that she says that what he was talking about, this thing you call COVID that we see that has locked you up in quarantine for no good reason at all, is a tool in the toolbox of the globalists, Ebola and other viruses, in order to create the next phase of control. Insightful. Perfect. Toolbox. Look at all the words you've heard me say relative to the globalists, the phase of control. But I respond in this way. Because there's a misunderstanding of my feeling on how this works. She's responding because she sees the journalist, and I would like to now talk to the guy. Again, this is just a document. If you know where the documents are, the writing's on the wall in these things. Remember, it's the Rockefeller Foundation. Everyone should respond to that a bit. It's all integrated. It's everything gets integrated is this. She sees these as tools. She sees the COVID as a tool. I want to make a correction. And I guess you can characterize it anyway, but my sense is if you don't look at it this way, it's like missing the COVID coronavirus pandemic problem. You miss the actualities of it. This COVID, these tools, all these illnesses, these are the stalking horses. See, COVID's a fraud, so it's like a cover. It's a false cover. And there's a sniper behind that cover. And I've been talking about this stalking horse stakeholder thing for a long time because it ties into the public-private partnerships, which has been destroying your country for a ton of time in the United States of America. I answer, these tools are stalking horses. The infrastructure he mentions, this is what the gentleman, Harry Vox, says. The infrastructure he mentions has metastasized, built by toolkits for decades. And I give a link to the World Bank. Now, this all should be perfectly understandable to you, those of you that have done that study. This is all integrated. The next phase of control, her words, is the continuing ignorance of their existence and then the lack of will to properly engage to stop it. I say that because if you don't have a proper understanding, you don't know where to throw in. And to her, this was, I see a tool. No, it's just a stalking horse. The tool is the actual method that if you go to this World Bank, there's the toolkit. And inside the toolkit, you'll see, and I see they've diminished, I told you this before, I see they've diminished the list. The list, this is a summary of all the subject matter areas they got their fingers in. And I have a link here separate to the video. You can get it in the Twitter that you can listen to that Harry Vox is talking about. He talks about a document for those of you that talked about and speak to, and now it becomes the term lockstep. This is the document that he identifies from the Rockefeller Foundation that is the document sourcing for that. You can read it. He says, go to page 8. Go read it. You'll see the scenario except for the year. Go read it. This is the globalists planning this out ahead of time. And I've been telling you, so here's the point for me. These are the same criminals that we've been defeating for over a decade now. These guys are easy to take down. This is why I guess I said tools and toolkits, where Patrick Wood would say that technocracy is the thing they're after. No, that is one of the tools in their tool. It's the method they implement, the toolkit. So if you look at these things as the end result, you're going to miss that there's somebody behind the stalking horse, behind the method of putting the stalking horse up, behind why, all this down the road. You miss who you're going to respond to. And so for all those of you that are into lockstep, I want to read about it. Have at it, folks. It tells you exactly what it is. I wanted to make a refocus. Nobody answers to me on this stuff, but I guess it's okay. One day it's going to come out that the guy behind the woodshed had something to say to people, and we could have been where we should have been a lot quicker if we'd have just took responsibility and got ahead and did the hard work and then just started acting more properly. Go to the World Bank. You see toolkits for public-private partnerships. What do you think the Rockefeller Foundation is working for and through? What do you think that they're doing? Let's move on. It was a little bit hard to find, but I found subnational. I typed in the word health. Why? Because we're in this COVID fraud. That's what the document talks about that he points to, the Rockefeller Foundation. We're talking about this health problem. I had to type in the word health in that toolkit, World Bank toolkit. Up pops one document, subnational and municipal PPPs, public-private partnerships. And in there, you'll see a lot of the subject matter. Subnational entities, that's your local governments. And governments, entities and governments, it's all your government. It's all the NGOs and all these do-gooders groups, including municipalities and provinces. Well, I'll kind of interject a little bit. Remember, we sued in 2013 when we found out the compact of the western states included the word provinces. And some of you sent me some cool information from Kanukistan that you have provinces and what they really mean. I haven't even got to that. I've been getting all this stuff to talk about. And what those actually move us into, it moves us back into another aspect of the tie-in back internationally. Anyway, it's all connected. So provinces provide many essential and basic infrastructure services such as solid waste management, water and electricity, health care, education, urban, passenger transport, street lighting. All these street lights that speak and do surveillance. Here you are, health care. This World Bank has toolkits to destroy and manipulate everything to the will of the globalist through your monetary system, your fiscal system, actually. Your monetary system doesn't really exist. It's not money. So you have the toolkit that they're using to dismantle you. It's been written forever. And I wish people as really as sharp as Cynthia McKinney would step up. She has the insight, too. Not that I'm not judging her. I'm just saying that this is how we continually to be amazed and point out things that happened in the past are not going to be those people with the very big skill set and intelligence and capability to stop it. If we're enamored by all this thing in the past, it's not going to happen ahead of time. So we see healthcare. I could find very few documents on healthcare, but they're involved with the healthcare on a world global level. All right? So who is also locked into there is another subject matter we can waste a lot of time on. Now, I've told you, I really could care less about this, but we listen to what they say because they're criminals that could give us admissions. And a lot of people are spending time on this guy named Bill Gates. To me, he's just another player, and this guy should be locked up at some point, and the people that help him should be locked up, but you and I don't have the touch that can grab that. We do have it locally to show what I've been saying earlier in the broadcast. Did Bill Gates just reveal reasons behind the lockdowns? Again, the prison. Who has a right to put you in prison is your acceptance. You're voluntarily there. As I'm explaining lots of these broadcasts to explain how you should be removing yourself from this and outing all those that have the appearance of impropriety, let alone the actual dirty blood on their hands. In a recent Condit interview, Bill Gates outlined, despite the comparatively small threat of coronavirus, first of all, common cold is not a threat at all. The flu might have a threat, and we know that, but comparatively small threat, he says, he admits, and his colleagues don't want to let people don't want to let people be recovered. Why? Because if there is something that's viral, we build an immunity to it. If you build an immunity to it, his products, like vaccines, become valueless and aren't a driving factor. More importantly, he goes on to say that shockingly, Gates also suggests people be made to have a digital ID showing their vaccination status, and that people without this digital immunity proof would not be allowed to travel. Such an approach would mean a very big money for vaccine producers, well, and everybody else that's up on the scam. And so you can sit, this guy's going to tell you, you can read this article, he's going to tell you what they have worked out for you, and you can complain, he's a criminal, you can complain, he lets viruses in the product he gave you and you use. How is he going to stop the virus? Well, there is no virus, folks. I just told you that. Why do you keep even buying into all that stuff? And so here's how we get the next point, because the state of New York apparently is offering, we're going to amend an act to amend the education law in relation to authorizing licensed pharmacists to administer an approved vaccine for COVID. It's already in the works, but what did I say? As soon as you see COVID, you say, what? Flu-like symptoms. And so this law coming out of New York, for all you New Yorkonians, it absolutely can be attacked, because COVID is nothing. Nothing. There's nothing about it. There's nowhere you can go by mentioning COVID that they're adding to a bunch of other things they claim. And so will you respond to that and point out that everyone who believes that COVID is something enough to give somebody license to inject a harm into somebody is valid? You're committing treason and felonies. Are you going to step up and say that? The writing's on the wall. This thing's already been done. This brought up the idea relative to the harm of your rights and your inheritances and your future and your posterity and your progeny relative to what this fiction's going to do and this vaccines they want to do. Digitally ID, implant you with something. All right? They want to affect your body. No one's, I don't think, taken this angle. And I've been holding back, but now it's almost... Anyway, someone showed me an email of a coming project. What's been interesting is how consistent our ideas, the best that look at this, are. I'm going to touch on a point of attainder. It moves into something else when you find out what attainder is. And the attainder I'm starting on, remember, there's not supposed to be a bill of attainder in the Constitution. It's forbidden. What is it? Attainder in English law. Forget the American, the English law, the extinction of civil and political rights resulting in the sentence of death or outlawry after a conviction of treason or felony. The most important consequence of attainder were forfeiture and corruption of blood. For treason and offenders, lands were forfeited to the king. For felonies, lands were forfeited to the king for a year and a day, and then felony, because felonies were considered a breach of the feudal bonds. Escheated, forfeited to the lord from whom the offender held his tenure. Subsequently, the Magna Carta 1215, the crown renounced its claims of forfeiture in the case of felony. Even harsher than attainder was the doctrine of corruption of blood, by which a person attained was disqualified from inheriting or transmitting property of his descendants, were forever barred from any inheritance of his rights to title. All forms of attainder, except the forfeiture that followed indictment for treason, were abolished, folks. Abolished. Would you listen to this? If they're supposed to be abolished, because you crickets, they're not, were abolished during the 19th century. Here's what I look at. Aren't you already, in this attainder idea, convicted by outlawry, without conviction, and having your extinction of civil and political rights? You're already suffering a violation of the Constitution I see nobody talking about. Attainder. We move on. This injection of a vaccine, this injection of into your blood with these, they're going to start out without the DNA or and then the RNA that changes you, epigenetically changes your blood, and you're going to have a progeny that's safe from that. Don't you have a protection from that? This thing that they've got COVID that directs at the health, the product of which is going to be an attack, has already attacked your civil liberties and your political rights and property rights, is already the exaction of something that was supposed to be what? Prohibited, forbidden since the 19th century. And I hear crickets on this stuff. The object of which is to corrupt your future inheritance to your progeny. And all I hear is people that say, oh, vaxxers cause autism. No, they're causing treason against your way of life, right underneath your nose, and nobody responds to this stuff. They're corrupting your whole inheritance in body, mind, and spirit, and you won't even step up to say, that's one more thing you didn't have a right to do. Moving very quickly, don't get involved with this problem. California governors outlined plans to reopen in conjunction with Western states. Oregon's recovery from COVID-19 is now linked to California. Here's what its governor expects. And California, Oregon, and Washington announced Western states pact. Right? That was the news. This is what they're putting in. What they're putting in underneath your nose, what Greta didn't do, they're going to get through. What we sued to enjoin in 2013, they're still moving forward on. This pact is a compact among the Western states. It's constitutionally invalid. They want to impose health outcomes and science, not politics. Their health outcomes are outcomes, aren't they? They're global governance outcomes, putting in power people like the one you fall prey to, Fauci's, and the people like Gates, and not science. Oh, what? No science? Oh, I mean, they want to use science. That's their BS, right? There is no science. Not politics. It's all politics, right? You look at these documents, go to the bottom of most of them, they'll tell you this is about regionalism, right? They want to put together, they made an unconstitutional compact to impose regionalism, and they don't intend to lift this anytime soon. That's your near future. And every one of these we can defeat on the way I've told you for years to defeat these governors and go after Trump for not stopping the Republican form of representative government destruction right in everybody's face. By all the reasons I've been telling you all today. Can you maybe put some bullet points I've been talking about together? Maybe pass this broadcast around, get others to do the same thing. Maybe work to funnel down and get work together. Don't use Zoom. Don't use Skype or whatever, or Google Hang. Don't forget about all that. But get together privately. Put your documents out pursuant to at least the guidelines I've been offering and start there, but start. Thank you, Grimmer, for what you do at reallyreme.com and Jules over at UCYTV. Appreciate what you do there. And everything that happens to keep the broadcast and time going, and everyone that's syndicating, and whether you up or thumb down, or I don't know, whatever you guys, I appreciate that you send out the information, because I think everybody needs to hear that they're not helpless, okay? We're not helpless. It's in our hands. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs, or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, Journey with Purpose.
A can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.